What's up, guys? Welcome to the Sorry For Your Loss After Show. This is episode 8. It's entitled Drum Roll Please, and we got some very upset co-hosts today, so let's get to it.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
Yeah. Happy song for
some, a sad show.
Yeah. Sad show, some angry co-hosts.
I don't think so much as a sad show, so much as it just shows the flow of life, in a way.
Yeah, it's true. Well, welcome, guys. Welcome to the Sorry For Your Loss After Show. This is episode 8, so that means we're really heavy into the season. We got a lot to unpack, but before we do that, I just want you guys to know that I have the pleasure of being joined with the best co-host I could ever have to review a show called Sorry For Your Loss.
Aww.
Yes. You guys are great. I've enjoyed this. You guys have made this quite enjoyable. I'm just trying to spread good vibes. I don't know. But anyway, let me actually intro you. So first of all, you have Shay Jones. She is, I would say, an Elizabeth Olsen stan, which we have not defined what stan means yet, but just say hi to the people.
Hey guys, I am, and I'm super excited for WandaVision.
And we have Haley Matthews, who loved the show so much. I was so not done introducing you. But I like the hey. Haley Matthews, who's so, she was so, she enjoyed the show so much that she binge-watched it all in one night. And she's so enthusiastic about the show that she wanted to do the news section, meaning she Googles every week what's going on in Sorry For Your Lost Life. That's a lot of passion. So say hello to the people.
Hey, guys, what's up? It was a sad day.
Yeah. I understand. And I'm D'Angelo. They decided to make me the lead host. And we're still seeing how it's going. I think it's going well, though. And I'm very excited to join you guys. I was here for season 1. I'm back for season 2. This show is fire. I'm not going to lie. But let's just jump into it, because Haley's, like, giving me a side eye. Because she just wants to, like,
she wants to let her fever.
I can't even think of a word. Yeah, you're just looking at me. That's cool. But let's just go ahead and get into it. You guys already saw the episode. But Jules and Tommy, what we got was more relationship development. Jules has her new boo thing, Tommy. And then Lee and Danny are now back from their getaway, and they kind of have to deal with life. And God, do they have a lot of baggage to unpack.
It's a lot of baggage that they have.
Yes, but my first question, just to start it off, did anyone's emotions change with the new information about the relationship?
I mean, my emotions are the same. So I am still on my island, and I'm really happy about where I am. But let's take it back to you, because you said this made you feel a little differently.
I will start, because I feel like that's appropriate. I felt like Lee and Danny's relationship was really weird, and it was awkward for me, and I needed some time. But they have given me a lot of new information. Want to say, like, we knew Matt from Lee's perspective. So Matt was like this saint, this angelic saint. And now we're starting to get more into, like, Danny's perspective on him. And it appears to be truthful. And so it's now, like, it's kind of salting our perception on him a little bit, which is now opening my heart a little bit more to Lee and Danny's relationship. And so just, like, seeing that Matt was, like, pretty much hard set on, like, leaving his wife. Your opinion changes on someone when you learn something like that. And knowing that Danny was the one that talked him out of it.
And talked him into the New Orleans trip.
The thing that she loved. You know what I mean? And take that. And he also hasn't, like, tried to take credit for it or throw it in her face or anything like that yet. We don't know. He probably will at some point. But he's just getting a lot of cool points. He's come a long way in one episode for me. So I'm not saying I'm approving of the relationship. I'm just saying my heart has been softened. All right? And it's okay to change your opinion. Haley, would you like to share yours?
Yeah, okay. So I like them. I'm not going to sit here and act like they're not cute together. Mm-hmm. And does it make me uncomfortable? Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. The whole thing with me is I don't really care if he wanted to, like, leave her. Even if they got divorced, you don't date your ex-husband's brother.
I'm with you.
That's not something you do.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Continue.
That's just all I have. It's just weird. I just don't agree with it. But I do think they're cute together.
Yeah.
I think what you said about us seeing Danny's perspective and it's truthful, technically both their perspectives are the truth because it's their versions of Matt. But what we didn't touch on last week is something Danny said, that no one wants to talk about the bad things that Matt did or his own flaws.
Right.
So not talking about the flaws of the person who died isn't healthy as well. Because if you're just focusing on the good things, you do get blinded to everything. But if you remember the good times, but also remember they left their socks on the floor every day and really upset me while they're alive.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you didn't love them while they're alive and you don't love them because they're dead.
It helps you see the full picture.
Yeah, you get a full picture.
Well, and the reason I think it's good that they did that, because when you lose someone, you do focus on the positive things because you don't have them anymore. You don't need to think about the negative things. You lost them. That's a negative thing. So I think I'm with you. It's good to start thinking about that. But also, I think it's realistic that the show showed that because that's how reality is for the most part.
Okay, so I agree with you that you do have to like remember that they were a person and they weren't perfect. But here's the thing. You don't do that with your brother's wife who you're dating, who is still very much in love with him.
Well, let's not make it seem like this is the first dude she talked to.
I know, but she was just having sex with him. Like she wasn't trying to have an actual relationship with him.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think you like talk bad about your brother with her. I feel like you do that with other people, just not with her.
I feel like it's something that they're both going to have to get over their versions of Matt.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to have to deal with the fact that he didn't have the same relationship she had with Matt, where in her mind everything was good. They came to, like, a lot of arguments. That is something that she's going to have to come to terms with, and he's going to have to come to terms with that. She loved her memories of Matt. She focuses on them so much. That's why she's so blinded. But like I keep saying, I don't think it's healthy. I'm not saying she shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I need her to get to the other side of that too. The flip side of...
Danny's going to help with that. I guarantee you.
I agree.
But even if he does tell her, it's not going to change how she felt that day. You know what I mean?
I think it'll give her a more full picture.
Yeah, for sure.
Because she's understandably very apologetic for him and about him. But he was someone that suffered through depression and it had to be difficult to deal with.
And she defends him a lot. And she never likes to say that it was hard on me.
Yeah.
And
I think that's going to happen.
I think that she has to come to terms with that as well. It was hard on you to live with this person who's going through that thing that you couldn't fully understand or even help them with.
Yeah.
But it was tough.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't this amazing time where I had you. It was difficult. And that's okay, too. It's okay for it to be difficult because it's real.
Yeah.
I think it's hard for her because he's not here and he's not here to defend himself or, I don't know, like talk to her about it. You know what I mean?
But they barely talked when he was alive to begin with. So, I mean.
Oh, you mean Lee and Danny?
Yeah, I meant Matt.
And like, Lee?
Well, like actually.
They
like,
talked.
They was married.
Let me rephrase this. They talked, but I also feel like when Matt told her that they drifted apart.
Oh, they were on different wavelengths.
They were pulling away from each other. Like, their tops kind of stopped.
Yeah, we don't see that era. We haven't gotten a lot from the writers on what was going on there. Because even me hearing him say we were on a different wavelengths was kind of a surprising thing for me to. And she agreed, so it was kind of surprising for me to hear that because it was like, oh, you guys had hard times in y'all's relationship, like that coincided with him like thinking about having an affair. Like they haven't really given us that, and they've slowly show us that. So that's gonna be something cool to kind of see going forward. But I didn't want to before like while we're talking about Lee and Danny, I don't want to miss what Jules said.
Yes, because. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, you said it.
Oh, okay. I thought Jules said something very good, and it was kind of a cute moment where Lee said, don't be the big sister, like, stay in your lane.
yes, I thought that was so cute. Yeah,
but basically Jules said something around the parts of someone won't grieve the way you want them to grieve. That's convenient for you, for your ideals. And I thought that was super healthy because I'd say that Lee is further ahead than Danny is in her grief recovery process because Danny's dealing with like more guilt. It seems like, but I wanted to say, how'd you guys feel about that moment? When they were kind of talking and they like both kind of let out some of the things that they've been dealing with.
Yeah.
Jules shared her thing. And then Lee, like, how did you feel about that? Like conversation?
I thought that was so sweet to finally see them be on one wavelength with each other in a sense that mom's not here. I did meet somebody new. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is kind of what's going on, but I'm actually happy. I was, you know, I didn't think I was going to get here. And I think Lee, in a way, is the same way. Where she feels other people might think she should feel guilty, and she could still feel guilty, but she actually is really happy in where she is. Mm-hmm. And it took her a while to get there. So for Jules to say, while I'm shocked, I am happy for you. Mm-hmm. And I can see it. Because mm-hmm. I didn't know where that conversation was going to go whatsoever.
Yeah.
I was actually afraid for Jules' response. But the fact that she was cool with it, because I felt like Jules may have been hard to sell, because like you said, her and Matt were close.
Yeah.
So I was really happy with it.
Yeah.
I thought it was really nice. Like, when you grow up and you don't see your sibling every day, it's always nice to just have, like, see them once at dinner and you just tell them about what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really nice to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I think because they aren't seeing each other as much, there's, like, more appreciation. And then just their life rhythms are allowing them not to be judgmental.
Yeah, they don't have enough time to fight with each other
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah, so that was nice.
Yeah, the no judgment zone is always great when it comes to family.
Facts. Yeah, so, I mean, obviously we have more to talk about, but I wanted to take the time to do one of our specialty segments where we kind of talk about mental health facts or something along in the grief process. And Shay has some fire for y'all, or just something very interesting that I think connects with the show. So you want to take it away?
So I'm going to talk about the 7 stages of grief, which apparently there are 7, and I'm learning this today. So the first one is shock and denial. Pain and guilt is the second. Anger and bargaining. 4, depression, reflection, loneliness. 5, the upward turn. 6, reconstruction and working through. And 7, acceptance and hope. So during this last of the 7 stages in this grief model, you learn to accept and deal with the reality of your situation. Acceptance does not necessarily mean instant happiness. Given the pain and turmoil you have experienced, you can never return to the carefree, untroubled you that existed before this tragedy. But you will find a way forward. You will start to look forward and actually plan things for the future. Eventually, you will be able to think about your lost loved one without pain. Sadness, yes, but the wretching pain will be gone. You will once again anticipate some good times to come, and yes, even find joy again in the experience of living.
Yeah, I like that a lot, just because obviously in the show we've seen that process, but what we've learned in that is sometimes when you think about this process, it's like a beginning and end, and that's it. And I think what we've seen from Lee, from Danny, from everyone, is that's like an ever-evolving going thing. Yeah. You get some acceptance and hope in one area, and you start back over again because you had a new revelation that like upsets you, and you got to go through the process again.
Which goes into reconstruction, especially.
Yeah. So I think it's super dope to remember that for like the people that you guys are trying to show up for on a day-to-day basis, like having that patience, because it's a long process to get to that overall acceptance and hope. So I really like that you shared that one.
Oh, yeah. And I was going to say, it doesn't also just go into a depression, it goes for domestic abuse, violence, everything that you've ever experienced, because it's grief for everybody is very different. Some people just bounce back, and that's how moving forward that quickly for them
yeah.
is how, like, in their mind, it could be better. It doesn't make it right, it doesn't make it wrong. But I think what I love about the show so much, it makes you appreciate that everybody is going through something. Mm-hmm. Everybody is going through their own journey, and we as a society should be more compassionate to it.
Yeah, I like that. Well, speaking of violence, somebody went to jail for assault.
Okay, so
if you guys don't know who I'm talking about, you should. I'm talking about Tommy, which is Jules. I don't know if they're a girlfriend and girlfriend yet, but
that thing was hot though. Okay,
yeah,
they're girlfriend and girlfriend. In my heart.
I think in your heart, they're no official title yet, but they're close. All right, maybe not exclusive. But, so we learned a little bit about Tommy. Tommy is, for one, not a person that hides things back. She's, like, very vulnerable and open. How do you guys feel about the relationship so far?
I think that goes into Tommy's own journey that she went through because she was arrested. She had to come to terms with, especially when you are LGBTQ+, and you live in a society, especially if you grew up Catholic, that wants to stone you and make you feel like something is wrong with you internally.
Yeah.
When you grew up knowing that God made everyone the way they were supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
not who he thought you should be.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it takes a toll, and it takes, especially when you were internalizing it so much that you're fighting against yourself. And when you're fighting yourself, that's hard, man. Mm-hmm. It's hard to climb out and see the light at the other end of that tunnel because you've been so closed off in the dark. So to learn that and to see, I would say full circle of who she's now
yeah
versus to who she was, I think that's a beautiful thing. And she was open with Jules about it. I think because she wants Jules to be a part of her life.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she wouldn't have told her.
Yeah. Fair. What do you think, Haley?
I thought it was really cute. I really liked them.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, oh, she's violent. But then I heard her whole story. And I was like, okay. It's like, it's not justified, but it was a learning experience for her.
Yeah. I think it was a blueprint for, like, healthy communication. Like,
yeah, she's refreshing.
The way she did it, she, like, knows herself a little bit and had her revelation about it. And it wasn't like this just came out of nowhere. This was, like, appropriate timing. Like, I just think she should be tutoring Danny and Leo on how to communicate.
Also, I think they are dating, like, they're girlfriend and girlfriend, because I don't think she would just tell anybody that.
Or she'd bring it to her house.
Yeah, it's damn intimate, for sure. She's mad persistent, though.
Yeah.
Tommy. I mean, I like the fact that when Jules started complaining about, you know, not being able to go back to full strength, she's like, okay, you know what?
Let's get it done.
I'm going to help you. Yeah. Let's do this. Like, she's like, oh, you're just not going to let me whine. She's like, no, we're going to do this. Like, I thought that was just such a nice couple moment, in a sense of having somebody who has a partner that wants to see you strive. If you're complaining about something, babe, let's do this together. Let's go work out together. Let's get you to where you want to be when this cast comes off your leg. Yeah. I thought that was the most amazing thing ever.
Mm-hmm. If they break up, I'm going to cry. Like, for real.
At least don't break up this season, guys. I think also I can feel how Jules probably feels, in the sense that it's probably nice just to have someone that's invested in you and thinks you're special. Like, the way that she's doing it. It's just so intentional, and, like, it's even different from the other girl who I feel like still feel like that was, like, pity sex.
Oh my god!
We're not gonna call it. Stop calling it pity sex.
It was.
We're just gonna call it the "we finally did it. Now you're gonna be out of my life forever" sex.
Like, we finally did it, and that's it.
Yeah, like, it was just like, before you leave my life forever, and I probably don't see you again.
Let's get
you felt something for me, and now I feel like, now you know who I am. Now I know who you are. Let's do it, and then I don't have to see you. Good.
So interesting.
That's how I viewed it. Okay, I didn't ever thought of it as pity sex.
It feels a little.
It felt weird.
It felt weird. It honestly, I think now I'm gonna think about it, it just felt unrealistic to me.
Okay.
I just feel like how it happened. I don't think if I was Jules, I'd have been like, wait, why are you, like, trying to, like, all of a sudden, now that I told you my life is hard?
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. Like, is she attracted just to people with, like, hard lives?
It's mad weird. I mean, maybe she was really attracted to her, too. But whatever.
I think it was like a two-way street for that. Like, I kind of was attracted to you, but you're kind of like a bitch, but cool.
I don't know.
Imagine if she comes back and tries to ruin this whole thing.
No, I don't think you got to worry about that.
I know, I'm just saying, imagine it.
Yeah. Well, any other thoughts about that relationship? I know we still have a lot to learn.
It's new, but I like where it can lead. I think it's nice to see Jules in a healthy relationship, being over a year sober, working at the studio, trying to figure out also who Jules is and where she's going to be.
Yeah.
And to have this new woman come in who feels like she understands her, I thought that was really cute. And, like, something I really want to see explored in this season.
Mm-hmm. I think her meeting Lee is going to be interesting. Because meeting a sibling is very...
I think they're going to get along.
Meeting a sibling is sometimes, like, harder than meeting a parent.
Fair. Yeah.
At least with me. I don't know.
Wow. Oh, you're the bad sibling.
No.
It's your other siblings?
No, I never like them. So I don't know.
Why? You don't like them? You don't share?
No, I'm not dating my sibling.
What if they give you a Kit Kat?
You're going to work that
inside joke, guys. Inside joke. Okay. There's one other thing. I think we'll do that. We'll do that next. We'll do that later on. But first of all, guys, if you made it this far into the show, I think it means you enjoy us. Okay? And if you enjoy us, which you should do, you should go on YouTube, iTunes, and other platforms that we're on and comment. You should also drop some stars on there. And let's be real. If you got in this far, you understand that we're a 5-star crew. And you should do nothing lower than a 5-star crew.
Because 1-4 don't real. Work. So.
Yeah. We don't know what that is. Only ones I got is in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works. Okay, let's go with that. I like that. But no, honestly, guys, we enjoy you guys being part of our conversation. We always have a live chat open. I review our YouTube. All of us review our YouTube comments. So if you guys have a question, you feel like we missed something, you just disagree with us for some reason, you think that Danny and Lee are, like, super cute and we're all, like, crazy on our opinions, except for Shay. Let us know, and we'll be on there. And then while you're doing that, put those 5 stars on there, because you guys are a part of what makes us the ESPN of TV Talk. And we'll be here next week, so come check us out.
That is true.
Yeah, and shout out to Erin Robinson in the YouTube comments. She made, like, a really great comment.
Yeah.
Like, a whole...
It's, like, a whole thing, though.
Is it, like, super really long? Nice, is it worth talking long. About?
It's you know, since... Just starting off saying how she uncomfortable she is about Danny and Lee.
Yeah.
And then but it's long.
It
was a really nice review, though.
Yeah.
Okay, Erin, I'll do you this. We're going to talk about that next week. And we'll try to incorporate it in a conversation, because I want you to know that we saw you. And
yeah.
We want to hear your voice.
We see you.
Yes. And if it's possible, get on our live chat and join the conversation during the show, because we love when our fans take the time to have that conversation with us. So that's awesome. I love that. Erin Robinson, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Cool. Good catch. So, let's move on. What I want to move on to... Well, this is my final question when it comes to the show. And I think we talked about this a little bit before, but Danny has information that Lee does not know about when it comes to Matt. And he's holding back. I don't know if it's for selfish or non-selfish reasons yet. Do you think that we're going to see him... share that information, and how would he share it, do you think?
Knowing him, it'd be a fight, probably. Yeah. I hope it doesn't end like that, but either way, it's going to mess him up either way. Like, yeah. You kept this from me.
And I'm going to play devil's advocate for Danny. Technically, I didn't like you at first. But I still kind of fought for you, even though it was for Matt.
Yeah.
And me telling you this information now that he's dead doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it will change your entire way she feels, obviously, about that trip to New Orleans. Because she thought it was so spontaneous and so
hot,
like magical.
Yeah,
for her.
It was his idea.
But it was Danny's idea. I just don't know. I think Lee, if she finds out that information, she's gonna spiral back.
Yeah,
like she's gonna revert all the way back.
I don't know. I think, the title of this episode was "Drum Roll, Please," right? And that plays on when Matt. And he pulled out the tickets, right? And I love that. I just love that they did that. I love that metaphor. And I love how the episode ended with Danny saying, hey, let's go outside. Let's have a walk. Just like how Matt kind of presented the same idea. But now, and Lee's, of course, attracted to that. But now it's like, this is the person who he incepted the idea that you liked. You know what I mean? It's like, it kind of plays on that. Maybe they were actually meant to be together.
Yeah, like it should have been him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should have been him all along.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, you met the wrong brother first, in a way.
Yeah, but life doesn't work like that. So,
granted, like, I mean, but then we always say everything in life happens for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a tough pill to swallow, because that means my husband was supposed to die.
Yeah.
She said that last episode.
Last episode.
Right. But she said it, but it, you know, it has some truth behind
it.
That's
a terrible thing, though. Oh, my gosh.
Life's terrible sometimes.
Just to think that, like, somebody had to die for me to find, like,
your next man.
Yeah.
But I also think the love that you have from Matt is something that also sets you up to
get to that point.
To get to that point. To get to that other person you're supposed to be
with. I don't like looking at life that way.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very cynical. It could be a very cynical way of thinking.
Yeah, but they're playing on that, and that's why I wanted to bring it up. So, yeah, I don't even have anything. I don't think I have anything else to share about that or ask about that. I just thought it was very interesting, and I didn't want us to miss that. Did you guys have anything from the episode specifically that you guys wanted to touch on?
I thought it was interesting how, because we just talked about that Matt even said that, you know, our uncle is on his third wife.
Yeah,
but they've been married for 20 years.
Yeah. That's real, though.
So, I mean,
I get
so then...
That sounds like a justification.
Is that a justification to say that life... Like, there's a reason to everything that happens in life, and for... Unfortunately, for his death to happen, for you to find your true love or your person you're supposed to be with for the next 20, 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever, like, just dated somebody, and then they were, like, not great, and then they date somebody else, and you see that they're amazing, and you're like, wow, you're that way because of me.
All right, amen.
I don't think I've ever thought that. I've seen it a lot.
I can understand that perspective.
I always, like, some of my exes I felt like have set me up for something greater. Like, versus if it ended bad or ended good, I am the way I am because of what happened. So I have to take that lesson and just think of my head like it's a lesson, and go into the next relationship knowing what I don't want and what I do want. Because I feel like failed relationships let you know what you do want, mm-hmm. what is your hard pass, what is not your hard pass, and what you can live with and what you can't live with.
Yeah.
And once you know that, to find that person, it's like, oh, you get it. Like,
we're gonna give Shay a relationship advice segment. No. Going forward. I'm just saying, we could throw that out there. I think that's a good point though. They're just putting out some really good questions that I like when it comes to just different phases of relationship and all these type of things. So keep at it, writers. You guys are killing it. Before we bounce out of here, I do want to make sure that we get into our news segment because Haley put in so much hard work for this.
Yes, we have some fun news this week.
Ooh.
So our queen, Elizabeth Olsen, teased Paul Rudd and Chris Evans. And if you're like a huge Marvel person, you'll enjoy this.
What did she tease? Tell me. So I can be excited.
We got the fire.
She made fun of them.
Yeah, she did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, this thing still makes me cry to this day.
Oh, spoiler if you haven't, like, seen the last Avengers movie.
This has a spoiler in it? I don't know if we should play it. I don't know. No, we might scratch the... If there's a spoiler in it, I don't know. That's unfair, right?
It's been out for months.
It's been out for, like, it's over... Okay. Yeah, we're good. I still cry every time at this scene. It's crazy.
This is dramatic.
This is sad.
You've never seen the last scene of Endgame?
I have not seen an Avengers movie since the first one.
Oh, so yeah.
She made fun of this scene.
Oh, she made fun of this scene?
Yeah.
Can you describe it to people who might just be listening in audio? What scene is this?
It's the last scene in...
Well, it's the second or third last scene.
I've actually not seen this.
Of Tony's death.
Iron Man dies.
Yeah, when Iron Man dies. So this is after Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, kisses his cheek, you know, releasing him of his time here on Earth, and basically everybody kneeling.
Yeah.
And the person that started it all.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you haven't seen it, guys.
Well, at this point, it's a little bit too late for you, so we don't have a lot of empathy for you. But we did give you a spoiler alert, Mark. So we did our due justice. But thanks for that news. Mm-hmm. That's good. All right. Well, wait. Somebody got their prediction right last week, right? Right?
Was it me?
Someone said that Jules would know first. TV,
that was me. Was that you? Or was that me?
I could have sworn it was me.
One of you. It wasn't me. I know that much.
I said Jules is going to react a certain way.
I think I said it was probably Jules.
I don't know.
Okay, all right. We'll give both of you
I'm
going
to give it to her, though.
No, collectively, no, because I like the narrative that you always get it right, and we're going to stay with that.
Okay.
But then also, you'll be right today, and I'll be the only one wrong. I like that. So, cool. Way to go. You guys need to pay attention to our predictions, because we're, like, kind of right sometimes.
We're kind of.
Yeah, yeah. So, the drop already happened. You know what time it is. It's time for our prediction segment. First question, did we watch the promo?
No.
Okay, I'm so proud of you guys. Good. So these are our predictions without a cheat sheet. Haley, would you like to start off with what you think will happen next episode?
I think Jules is going to introduce Tommy to Lee.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if they're going to get along. Just because when you love somebody, you want to protect them. And if you feel like, you know, their sibling is doing them dirty, you're gonna feel some type of way.
Fair.
I think we're gonna get more into the dynamic of Jules and Tommy, and I feel like something's gonna go wrong, whatever it is, I don't know, and I just hope it doesn't mess up the relationship.
Okay.
Only because sometimes in life things just go too right.
Mm-hmm.
Before a wrench is thrown in the system.
They're definitely in the honeymoon stage right now.
Yeah, so what's going to happen when the honeymoon phase stops?
I think Mama's coming back home.
Mama has to come back home.
We need two episodes of Mama. At least on the finale,
she needs to come back.
I need Mama. I know they was trying
Who's
to, like...
Who's paying these bills?
That's what I'm saying, actually, though.
Jules was paying the bills. That's why she had paperwork before she got play hooky, okay?
That's my prediction. Mama comes back home next week, all right? And I'm 0 for 0, so I'm probably wrong. but anyway, guys, we touched on everything. This was a great episode. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Yep.
Before we head out, I just want to give a special shout out to our wonderful producer, Steph. She works incredibly hard.
And yeah, she
do.
She leads us and she deals with us. I wish you guys saw the conversation we had before this. It was a lot. But I love you guys. And would you guys like to let them know where to find you on social media?
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram, Stumptown Wednesdays at 8. And I am your new host for Disney News Weekly, Disney News Weekly on Popcorn Talk.
Ow!
Hey guys, you can find me everywhere at Haley Matthews.
And I'm D'Angelo. You can find me on Instagram at D'Angelo. Oh, at D'Angelo. And on Twitter at D'Angelo TV. I'm going to have some good stuff coming for you guys, so stay tuned on my Instagram. Check you guys out later. Deuces.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.